Windows 8, the branding is just backwards. Yesterday, Microsoft announced the naming and SKUs for Windows 8, which was previously only a codename. There will be three main versions of the software distributed when the operating system is released. These will be Windows 8, Windows 8 Pro, both of which will be for x86 and x64 computers, and Windows RT, which will be for the ARM devices. There will in fact be a fourth SKU for enterprises, which will offer even more features than Windows 8 Pro. You can see a full breakdown of the differences between the versions at the Windows Team blog. Now, this news is a massive case of both good and bad. The good news is that Microsoft has seen sense and has reduced the number of SKUs available for its operating system to practically two, as Windows RT will be an entirely different thing. This is great and should reduce the confusion in the market and help consumers get the right version for them. I imagine it will still be easy for people to upgrade their version of Windows if they need features from Pro that they didn't initially anticipate. However, for me, the bad news comes from the Windows RT choice of name. To me, it's just backwards, and should actually be Windows Metro. There are quite a few reasons why Windows RT is a silly name to have chosen, especially since Microsoft hasn't come out and given its reasoning for the name. At least with Windows XP, the XP stood for experience. What does RT even mean? If it's runtime, then it's ridiculous to have called the consumer-facing name of the operating system after something so boring to consumers. Let's not forget the main purpose of Windows RT on ARM is to appeal to consumers. It's got to compete with the iPad on that front. What do you think the RT stands for? I'm wondering if it stands for really trippy, as I can only assume the people who selected this name were tripping out. Assuming we don't really need to know where the RT part of the name has come from, then we have to consider what consumers will think of the name. The name certainly doesn't sound cool, it's not aspirational, and it's certainly not something people are going to want to say. iOS, on the other hand, is a great name. It's simple, clearly shows that it's Apple, and that it's an operating system. This kind of thinking is why I think Microsoft should have chosen Metro. If we now stop analysing the name, we have another issue, and that is that Windows RT will probably be shortened a lot of the time to WinRT. And here's the problem. Something with that name already exists. It's the Windows Runtime, which is the new environment for Metro apps to run in. You can bet there's going to be confusion about this. Maybe it can be argued that Windows RT and WinRT are technically the same thing. But then we're back to my first point about naming a consumer product after a fairly boring underlying aspect of the operating system. Additionally, Windows 8 and Windows 8 Pro will both also feature WinRT, which could become confusing too. Technically, Windows is the wrong name to use for Windows RT anyway. Windows aren't really present in the Metro UI, however, tiles are. What are your thoughts on this news?